This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today I'm in the studio with
Jeff Sandu.
I'm Vinny Braj.
With you for another 15 or so minutes. If you'd like to get in touch regarding 5G and what you're excited about or concerned about, let us know via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. If you're only just joining us, the story, of course, that we are running with is why and what are you excited about when it comes to 5G after a little demonstration up in Langkawi over the weekend. We then moved on to how to spot a deep fake.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that all you have to do to spot a deep fake is keep watching deep fakes and learn how
eyes.
To spot them and train your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, final story of the day. I'm just going to read you a little bit something and see if you can guess when this was written, right? Power can be, and at no distant date, will be transmitted without wires for all commercial uses, such as lighting of homes and the driving of aeroplanes. I've discovered the essential principles, and it only remains to develop them commercially. When this is done, you'll be able to go anywhere in the world, to the mountaintop overlooking your farm, mm-hmm. to the Arctic, or to the desert, and set up some equipment that'll give you heat to cook with and light to read by.
Sounds like something that Tesla would have said.
1971.
Wow.
Tesla.
Yeah.
Right. So if you've seen The Prestige, and I'm sure some of you will have done, there's a scene in that where the magician, spoiler alert.
Come on.
It's 13, 14 year old movie.
2005.
Yeah, I'm hoping you've probably seen it by now. Where the magician is walking through a field of light bulbs and they are lit up seemingly with no plug sockets, right? So we know now that we have induction technology to charge our mobile phones and to charge our smartwatches and something. But like 100 years ago, Tesla had already figured out a way of doing it. And essentially what he did was to build this huge tower, put some copper rods in the ground and some big long leads, and he could use the earth as a huge kind of conductive source. So now, 100 years later, there are a couple of companies popping up using some of the technology that is in line with 5G technology, the MM wave spectrum. And it's essentially doing what Tesla predicted 100 years ago.
Wow.
So you can have like a one thing plugged into your plug socket in your house, and then you can just walk around and do your normal things with your phone in your pocket and your watch on your hand, and they will be constantly charged completely wirelessly.
That's a dream.
Right?
Yeah. No cables whatsoever.
No cables whatsoever.
I just have to step into my room.
Step into your room.
Yeah.
But think about this on a kind of larger kind of aspect, and the Internet of Things and smart cities and all of this stuff, where your battery on all of your devices never runs out because it's constantly receiving.
Even when you go out.
Even when you go out. Yeah. So it's constantly receiving some kind of charge.
Yeah.
Now, if we had somebody in the room who'd attended CES, hang on a minute, Jeff Sandy, right? There was a couple of companies there. One of them is called Guru, and there's another one called WeCharge. And they demonstrated some of this technology where they'd got a couple of devices, and they were being used in a similar way to which we use our smartphones now, the little charging pads and whatever. And they'd got a similar kind of thing. It's still in its kind of test phases now, where what they do essentially is they, and the word in which the article uses, bombard, I think we could find a different word, because bombard will make people think that it kills birds and wildlife and whatnot. They essentially fire out a whole bunch of very low frequency radio waves, very specifically targeted to certain objects, and they can slowly charge your device. The problem is it's not very efficient right now. So of the 100% of radio waves that they kick out, 90% of it is wasted on energy transference and interference and everything. So as of right now, it's only 10% efficient, as they're still trying to develop it. But the idea of this, the very fact that you can have autonomous vehicles and whatever it is that never have to pull into a station to be recharged, I think is fascinating.
It's like solar energy.
Yeah.
In a way. But, you know, we haven't perfected, but we've made solar energy like work for us. We haven't figured out how to do this yet. But it's funny because, like, when you mentioned Tesla, the stuff that he said, like, so many years, like 100 years ago, it's like one of the scenes from Blackadder or something where, you know, his sidekick will say, how about you do something? And Blackadder will give him a suggestion, and then his sidekick will go, how about you do this? And Blackadder will go, wait, I have an idea. How about I do this yeah. and just stealing the idea from the initial yeah. guy. But it's the concept is there.
Yeah.
It's just how we make it work for the devices. Also, how many people can commercialize it? Because you know, if they can't commercialize it, then we are never going to get it.
Well, I mean, if you look at some of the charging devices we have now, what they call the trickle charge, right?
Yeah.
So you plug it in and slowly but surely, it's essentially that, but completely wireless. So, you know, your device is just never going to run out of power unless you're streaming something that's incredibly energy, you know.
Dependent. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It should be constantly be topped up. But I thought this was great.
I think it's a fantastic idea as well, right?
5G and this?
Yeah, but I don't think this will happen, you know, before 5G rolls. I think 5G will be a much more bigger reality.
Yeah.
Although I think we will be able to see some sort of like pilots of these. So I completely missed this out in CES. It's just way too big. Mm. And I didn't know that there's a company.
I think that's the thing, is that a lot of people just were like, yeah, 5G, 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 and missed
this minor things, right? So I think what you will experience is that perhaps, you know, you will find businesses that can showcase these kind of new battery technologies where, you know, it's just fancy, right? Imagine if you have this small room that does this kind of, you know, this wireless charge in the room itself, and you know, you just bring your guests in, they sit down for an hour-long conference, and when the conference is done and you go like, by the way, we've just charged all your phones and your laptops as well. And then you go like, whoa, that's like cool.
So completely harmlessly.
Yeah, because I think the aspect is people listening to this, there will be the conspiracy theorists who will, you know, have gone frenzy on Google and you know, with all the Reddit threads and stuff, right? So there will be, I guess, some ways where this will be able to be commercially viable. And once that is set out, I think this is what people want, because it's addressing a real huge problem. And also it allows for more kind of sensors to be developed in places where electricity is difficult, right? So, you know, and putting a grid into, you know, areas where it's far reach, it's going to be costly. And then chances are you're going to have to build like a power station nearby, like a mini power plant nearby and stuff. So it's a lot of money involved. If you can harvest, of course, solar energy, but then able to recharge it on its own and then kind of store it and then disseminate that energy to other kind of...
Without cables
as well. That's the world I want to live in.
Exactly. And look, we've been complaining about battery tech, how they can't hold a charge for this long. This eliminates a whole bunch of that.
I've got chargers in my room, in my hall. And then when I get to my car, I've got a quick charger in my car. And then when I get out from my car, I walk up 3 flights of stairs and I get to the lift to my office. So that's like maybe 10 minutes. By the time I get to my office, my phone is then plugged in again all the way till I leave office. So my phone's continuously plugged in. It'll be nice to, you know, live without a charger cable.
And live without that fear.
Kristen's plugged in her phone in the studio. It's, you know, it'll be nice to plug out.
Give us this.
Yes.
Right. Time for us to wrap up, ladies and gents. What are you excited about with 5G? That's what we were asking at the top of the show. It was Jeff's story.
Yeah, because recently DG has implemented 2 5G use cases in Langkawi. One is the real-time medical data transfer in connected ambulance, and the other is the Malaysia's first real-time virtual tourism experience powered by 5G.
Then we spoke about how you need to watch deepfake to spot deepfake.
Thanks, Alf. And then we wrapped up with completely wireless charging. 100 years, a little bit late, right? Okay, if you want to stick around, of course, the 1 o'clock news is coming up. And after that, it's the Breakfast Grill replay with Tony Lombardo, the CEO of Lendlease Asia. With a 60% stake in the Lifestyle Quarter, Australian property company Lendlease has a lot riding on the Tun Razak exchange. But will the property glut dampen prospects? We spoke with the CEO of Lendlease Asia, Tony Lombardo, on their expectations for the Malaysian property market, their efforts to stay competitive, and also regional expansion plans. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Jeff Sandu, Arvind Uvaraj, and of course our producer of the day, Christian Wong, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.